Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're looking at the current cholera epidemic affecting the country and efforts by the government to curb the spread of the disease. We'll also be looking at what is going on regarding flooding that has hit some areas in the country's capital, Harare, following heavy rains and further flooding expected in the coming weeks as the rainy season continues. But first, let us take a look at what is happening in the Red Sea. On Thursday, a Houthi drone boat laden with explosives blew up in the Red Sea as it attempted to attack ships traversing international waters. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Barb has more on how the U.S. and other nations are responding to these attacks.
After a string of Houthi militant attacks against commercial and military vessels in the Red Sea, the U.S. and more than 20 nations are participating in Operation Prosperity Guardian to protect ships sailing in international waters.
All told, these U.S. and coalition ships and aircraft contribute to an impressive air and missile defense capability, as well as robust intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities, not to mention offensive and defensive military power.
U.S. officials say several American, British, and French warships are patrolling near commercial vessels in the volatile waterways, with Greece and Denmark expected to send warships there soon to provide more protection.
These are illegal, dangerous attacks. Since November 18th, there have been now 25 attacks against merchant vessels transiting the southern Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
The U.S. and about a dozen other nations this week warned the Houthis of targeted military action if the attacks do not stop.
The United States does not seek conflict with any nation or actor in the Middle East, nor do we want to see the war between Israel and Hamas widen in the region. But neither will we shrink from the task of defending ourselves, our interests, our partners, or the free flow of international commerce.
Attacks will likely continue. And the leader of Yemen's Houthis warned this week that any American ship that targets the militants will become the Houthis' next target. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
And now, back to our main topic. Government has said it has put in place measures to curb the spread of cholera amid fears that the disease might spread countrywide when schools open next week. Schools are expected to be opened next Tuesday. Addressing journalists in Harare today, Primary and Secondary Education Minister Torerai Moyo said schools have been instructed to ensure the availability of water, a measure he said, if not implemented, may lead to the death of both learners and teachers. Moyo said this at the National Cleanup Campaign at Warren Park High School in Harare today. To date, over 15,000 suspected and confirmed cholera cases have been reported throughout the country. The disease has killed over 300 people between February 2023 and January 2024. Affected districts include Buhera, Weza, Chimanimani, Murewa, Mutare, Seke, Harare, Chipinge, Chitungwiza, and Chikomba, amongst others. VOA Studio 7 captured the minister, Torerai Moyo, urging schools to ensure that there is availability of clean water when schools open next week as one of the ways of fighting the spread of cholera. Let's hear what he had to say.
Takurudzira my headmaster neve varidzi vezvikoro responsible authority kuti vaone kuti pane mabohos mvura ngaibude pasina boho ngavatakure mvura ichibva kwa mvura yakachena yekuti vana vanwe uyezve pagedhe pega pega panofanira kunge paine kana pasina boho ngapaitwe container ine tepu yavachavhura vachigeza maoko vachipinda pachikoro nekumatoilets kunofanira kunge kuine mvura iyoyo zvakare yekugeza maoko vachisanitaiza zvakare maoko avo iwayo. Mishonga yataishandisa yekuuraya yatingati majemusi pachishona ngairambe ichishandisiwa zvakare kuti chirwere chekorera chisaramba chichienderera mberi.
that day with Primary and Secondary Education Minister Tuareray Moyo in Harare today. Meanwhile, Harare City Mayor Jacob Mafume has urged people living in flooding-prone areas in Harare to move to higher ground and council facilities, as there is likely to be more flooding as the rainy season continues. The director of the Harare Residents Trust, Precious Shumba, castigated land barons and blamed them for selling people land in wetlands that are prone to flooding. The most affected areas have been Kuwazana and Budiriro in Harare. On that note, we would like to take a quick break and we'll continue with this discussion with our guests and callers. Please stay tuned and we'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming the discussion live on Facebook on our pages VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are discussing about government efforts to curb cholera, including the health delivery system, which continues to be of concern to Zimbabweans as the disease has reared its ugly head in the country. We'll also be looking at flooding that has affected some parts of the country's capital, Harare. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Dr. Simbiso Ranga and Dr. Matthew Nyashanu. And we'll also be hearing from Harare, from the director of the Harare Residents Trust, Precious Shumba. But for now, welcome to the program, gentlemen, and welcome to you, Dr. Ranga.
Thank you, Mark.
Starting off with you, we've seen the government saying that they are putting in efforts to curb the spread of cholera in the country as schools open next week. What's your take on some of these measures that they're putting in place?
Marvelous. I think that the measures are very necessary. I think they could be doing more. I think with the epidemic that's been going for the last few months, we should see more progress. The fact that we're seeing cholera is...
Dr. Ranga, your audio is not very clear, so we'll come back to you. I'll move over to Dr. Nyashanu. You, as a public health expert yourself, what's your take on what we're seeing happening in Zimbabwe at the moment?
So what is happening in Zimbabwe is that there is actually a catastrophe that needs proper planning and that needs strategies that are evidence-based in terms of public health. The underlying problem is that of water reticulation. It is about infrastructure. Mm-hmm. There is no way that we will defeat medieval diseases such as cholera, typhoid, and other diseases that we should be forgetting about without investing in infrastructure. The infrastructure that we have in Harare and in most cities across Zimbabwe, mm-hmm, are those that were inherited from the colonial government of 1979-1980. And we have never done anything. And this was a time bomb. And the government never invested in public health. It never built that infrastructure that was going to support Zimbabwe against a lot of other diseases that we should have conquered by now. So everything that is being done is what we call firefighting, mm-hmm, in a public health, which does not help. What helps is to put formidable solutions. One, there is
if
need
I may come in
for
there,
water recirculation.
If I may come in there and just ask you that, what are some of these solutions? If government were listening right now, what would you be saying they should be doing?
What I would say to the Zimbabwean government, if they are listening now, there is money that is needed to revamp the infrastructure of Harare. There is need for proper planning, not willy-nilly giving of land and asking people to go and build houses where land has not been serviced. There is also need to have proper health care, especially primary care, that are covering all residential areas and make sure that the water is clean. And that is the easiest way to defeat cholera. Anything to try and police people, you can't police a disease. Public health has it that one is need for investment in the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. There is need for investment in training, engaging communities as well. But this is alongside a formidable public health infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Tiri kunzwa apo hurumende taona ichitaura iyo kuti iri kukurudzira kuti pachavhurwa zvikoro svondo rinouya pawanikwe ipo paine mvura yakachena muzvikoro. Munoona izvi zvichizoteedzerwa here kana kuti pane zvimwe here zvingaitwe kuti dambudziko iri rekorera tisarambe richitapurirana?
Yes, it depends on how they are going regenditaura nechishona ndoti zvinenge zvichienderana nekuti hurumende iri kuti tinoda mvura yakachena muzvikoro ichizosvika sei muzvikoro macho imomo nekuti chekutanga kana kuri kuti imvura yekuti inouya nemadhiramu vana vopedzisira vakuisa maoko avo imomo vanenge vachitoita kudyara cholera. Chinenge chichidiwa irunning water kana kuti iri mota iri mvura yekuti vari kutora kumwe kuno, panofanira kunge pachitogadzirwa kuti vana vange vachiitora mvura yacho kana ichibva mudhiramu inge ichive iri running water. Haikona zvekuti vana vanobva vaenda vachinochera mugomo kana pane pamwe panhu pakachengetwa mvura vamwe vachinyika maoko imomo kana kuti muchipinda tsvina. Saka zvinenge zvichienderana nekuti urongwa hwacho huri kufamba sei. No panenge pachidiwa kuti pange paine hunyanzvi hwevaya vanoita zvinhu zvewash vanokwanisa kugadzira zvinhu zviri cost effective zvinogona kungoshandiswa mumaschools. Chitora mukurangarira kuti Zimbabwe is within the low and middle income countries that is a weak infrastructure, vanofanira kunge vachiona kuti vagadzira zvinhu zviri cost effective zvinoita kuti mvura inge ichishandiswa nevana ichifamba kwete kuti vazodzokorora kushandisa mvura iyoyo. Ende mvura yacho iyoyo inoda kuonekwa kuti iri kubva papi, iri kunocherwa papi, imvura here yakagadzirwa kuti inokwanisa kuzomwiwa nevanhu, imwe mvura here iri kutransportwa yatingati in a hygienic way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. They understand Dr. Simbi Soranga is now back with us, but he's on the phone. Welcome again to the program, Dr. Ranga.
Thank you, Marvelous. Apologies for the phone mishaps there.
No.
I hope you can hear me clearly now.
Yes, now we can hear you very clearly. So you can go ahead and tell us more about what I'd asked before, just, you know, looking at the current situation in the country and government saying they are handling it as schools prepare to open next week. They're urging school headmasters to make sure that there is clean water. But we're also hearing that there's flooding in some places in Harare, like Kwazana and Budiriro. Does this help in such a cholera situation?
Marvelous, the government is not doing enough. Everyone is not doing enough because the cholera epidemic is continuing. This has been going on for a few months now. So whatever we have been doing as a country is not working. And unfortunately, with the rains, the way they are, flooding and so forth, there is going to be a lot of water that's contaminated that people might end up drinking. So that's a big problem for everyone. And I think that schools opening can be another avenue for cholera to spread. I'm not saying schools should not open. What I'm saying is that the government really needs to focus working with the city, working with the schools, working with the communities to make sure that we bring this epidemic to an end quickly.
And for some who may be listening, they might wonder, how does one know they have cholera and what causes cholera?
Cholera, marvelous, is what we call a gastrointestinal illness. So the symptoms are usually vomiting, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea. Sometimes people have fever. So those are some of the symptoms. And also when you have been in contact with someone with cholera and maybe, you know, shared food or contaminated food, that's one way you're going to get the disease. So if you have any diarrheal illness, you should get tested quickly and try to isolate or go see the doctors as soon as possible.
And there was a question in the health delivery system in Zimbabwe. Is it ready to handle this cholera epidemic?
Dr. Nyashanu was talking about earlier, we should be doing more. And I think we can handle it if we prioritize this as an existential threat to the health of our citizens in Zimbabwe. I think we can handle it. We just have to put our efforts on it so that everyone focuses on the problem. Because the problem is we are taking this like something that will go away without proper intervention. And I don't think the measures we have been employing so far are working. Mm-hmm. But we have the resources. We just need to focus the resources on solving this epidemic.
Thank you there. I'll come back to you, Dr. Nyashanu. From what you have been researching, you know, in your line of work, what else can Zimbabwe do to combat, especially cholera?
What Zimbabwe will need to do, just like what Dr. Ranga was talking about, mm-hmm. in terms of building the infrastructure, we need a permanent solution in Zimbabwe. So a permanent solution will mean there is need for a very big investment in public health. What does this mean? It means that we need to build water infrastructure, reticulation, and other amenities to make sure that our schools are clean, our towns are clean, our suburbs are clean, and even in rural areas to have running water. That is the first thing that we need to do to make sure that we are defeating these medieval diseases and these diseases which are brought about by, you know, debt being brought into the vicinity where people are living. And my experience of health strengthening systems mm-hmm. in East Africa, in Central Africa, in Southern Africa, is that there is need for big investment in public health. There is need for big investment in infrastructure. We should not have houses which are being built at willy-nilly where there hasn't been any servicing, where there are no amenities, and we should not have people going to school where there is no running water, mm-hmm. especially for that matter, if there are young people. We know that they will be prone to playing in the mud and all these other things. And if I were the government of Zimbabwe and putting life first, schools should never open until they find a better way of managing this. Opening schools next week means that they are just sending other people's children into a death trap. Schools are like death trap. Hospitals are like death trap because that is where children are going to come with the disease, and they will bring it back home.
Thank you there. I understand that we now have Mr. Precious Shumba, the director of the Harare Residents Trust. Welcome to the program, Mr. Shumba.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Thank you. If you could comment on the flooding situation in especially some of the areas in Harare, KwaZulu, and Mudiro at the time when there is a cholera epidemic in the country, what's your take?
Thank thank you very much. I think what is happening in Harare is very, very sad. We have been to different communities, Kwabana, Zivarasekwa, and Benora, all these areas. The one common issue.
Hello, Mr. Shumba.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, your network is kind of jumpy, but carry on.
Okay.
I think we're having connectivity issues there, but what I heard Mr. Shumba saying is that they've actually visited different communities where they've been trying to see what is happening on the ground. So we will try to have him back, but I'll come back to you, Dr. Ranga, that, you know, we heard what Mr. Shumba was about to say there. Looking at the flooding situation, how does it...
Can
you hear me now? Okay, Sakava Shumba, maybe the gate mbochinja mutauro toti zvii zvamuri kuona takatarisa nyaya yemafashamo munzvimbo dzamuri kutaura kuti makafamba idzi.
Munzvimbo idzodzo tiri kutarisa tichiona kuti dambudziko guru remasuwage ari kudhushuka asingagadzirwi kudhorasekwa kuwadzana extension Rugare, Mufakosi, Bibiriro, Klenchio. If you go along the high field area, Paradai, Lusaka, there are several sewer beds that have gone for a long time without being attended to. And report made directly to district offices are not being attended on time. In fact, they appear to be like on a court law. They respond by visiting, but they don't do anything. They sometimes they ask the residents to contribute $5 from each household for their sewer to be attended to. Then one of the issues that we have also noticed is that in most of the areas where we get flood, we had a situation where best sewer pipes and the best water pipes were being left unattended. This is also a situation where the water, the underground water is contaminated. What you are going to play in my balls, what are you doing? But what do you end up with? What do you end up with? And we strongly suspect you could keep my statistics. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go there. We need to leave the situation on the ground because it would appear to be a good. Ali zvoti kune chaike kune ka kotsiro kamari kuitwa muwashandi wose vekanzo zvekuti vari kuita sekuti resources something they are not effectively responding as would be expected of a public institution in the stature of so the flooding that is going on
muri kumboedza here kutaura neiyo kanzuru takanzwa meya vachitaura ivo kuti vanga vari kuda kuti vanhu vabve kune dzimwe nzvimbo vachienda kwakakwinira muri kumbotaura here nehofisi yameya kuti munyatsonzwisisa kuti zvichafamba sei izvi
isusu pakange pachitoitwa meeting yakaitwa patown house takange tichitone hukuru nameya tisati taita meeting iyoyo saiwe nehurukuro nameya meya vari kuratidza kuti vane pfungwa yekuti zvimwe zvinge zvichifamba vari kuratidza kuti vari kudisisa kuti zvinhu zvigadzirisi asi chinhu kii chatakanyanya kucherechesa ndechekuti pane kusafambiswa kweinformation kwakakwana tine kuona kwekuti patiri kuenda kunotaura nevanhu vachikuti mavhikiri ngepuladhinai pane kubuditswa kweinfomation kuri kuratidza kuti hakusi kusvika kuhofisi yameya takange tichionesa kuti pari kuda kunge pachitanga pamboitwa mimwe misangano yekuti zvinhu zvibude pachena nekuti kune watungamiri wemacooperatives vanhu vari kusangana nemaflagi kunyanya kubudiriro uko vanhu ivavo tine kuona kwekuti vari kutorarama vachidya mari yevanhu vakapiwa mastend mumawetland vanhu ivava havasi kuda kuti kanzuro kana hurumende igone kutora vanhu ivavo ichindowapa kana maflati ari kutaurwa ari kunanadziva rasete extension uko vanhu ivavo vari kutovhictimaizwa kusanganisira mhuri yemwana uya uya mwana uya uya akayeredzwa nemvura akazowanikwa afa uya uya mhuri yacho takanga tichinzwa patakaenda ikoko tichinzwa kuti machairperson ecooperative neikoko akanga achinyunyuta zvikuru kuti vakanga vataurirei nemareporters majournalist yeti tiri kuti panofanirwa kuve neenhanced access to information for the public to intervene and to be informed.
Thank you.
Sekuti
thank you so much. Vashumba. Yeah, tinotenda chaizvo nokuti tafara kuti takwanisa kuzokuwanai, but thank you so much for your time on the show. Regai ndichitorawo vamwe vanyarikani vaviri vasara kuti tingonzwa tibva tavharisa chirongwa. Mr. Dr. Ranga, if you can just give us your last word basing on what you heard Mr. Shumba they saying.
Thank you, Marvelous. My last words would be to say to every citizen in Zimbabwe, we need to prioritize this cholera epidemic. It's something preventable, and prevention is better than cure. We need to prevent the spread of cholera at the local level, in our homes, in schools, in churches, in gatherings. So we need to be taking sanitary measures at every stage, and I encourage the city and the central government to work very closely with local communities so that we bring this epidemic to an end. If you think you have cholera, you need to seek help early and to isolate. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Over to you, Dr. Nyashani, your last word.
Okay, thank you. My, I was listening to the other speaker, not Dr. Ranga, what the other speaker was talking about. And I would like to say that people in communities should stop blaming each other, work together. And one of the things that needs to have to be known by the community is that the government of Zimbabwe has the prerogative and obligation to look after the citizens. All these problems of water and flooding in the cities should be financed by the central government. That is why they are called a government. In the government, or the government should have provided some money for what we call rapid response. In like now in Harare, I don't think there is a rapid response department. Those people who are in floods should have actually been helped through a rapid response team, and we should not be having all those things. So there is poor planning that is coming from the government, lack of craft literacy and craft competence in putting together laws and regulations that actually build a sustainable infrastructure in cities and residential areas, including the wider community. I think what we need to be moving towards.
Thank you there, Dr. Matthew Nyashani. I would like to thank our guest, Dr. Simbiso Ranga, Dr. Matthew Nyashani, and also Mr. Precious Shumba of the Harare Residents Trust for being on our show today. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.